In today's world, with over 4 million people in Canada and 35 million in the United States living alone, the journey of solo living is both widespread and uniquely complex. Yet guidance on how to embrace this path of life with mental resilience is rare. Understanding the impact of living alone. Living alone can offer time for personal growth, but isolation can also sometimes make us feel like prisoners of our own minds. This is particularly challenging when you're challenged with mental disorders. Being alone can amplify emotional lows, but solitude also offers something rare, a chance to rebuild on your own terms, to understand your patterns, and to make your self-care a priority. Strategies for supporting mental health while living alone. Here are five strategies that can help foster resilience. Number one, practice self-compassion. Self-compassion is a cornerstone of mental health, yet it's often overlooked. Self-compassion transforms solo living into a time of gentle self-discovery. Start treating yourself with the same kindness you would offer a friend. Number two, embrace radical self-acceptance. Accepting ourselves doesn't mean complacency. It means recognizing our worth, even amid life's challenges. Establish daily routines to nourish both body and mind. Eat well and engage in physical movement to release all that stagnant energy. Number three, foster unconditional acceptance of others. Philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre once said, "Hell is other people." And that is certainly a sentiment that resonates when we're feeling isolated and disconnected. Digital interactions through things like phone calls, emails, or video chats can offer some support. But there's nothing quite like the in-person engagement, is there? So let's make an effort to find some ways to meet new people through support groups and volunteering. Sometimes I have to force myself to go, but afterwards I'm thankful. Number four, recognize that you are not your thoughts. Living alone amplifies our inner monologue. It's an itty-bitty shitty committee that never shuts up. So it's essential to remember that we are not our thoughts. When we observe our thoughts without attachment, we can separate who we truly are from temporary states, those temporary states of discomfort that we want to just escape from. Resisting emotions only intensifies them. What we resist persists, right? So instead, let's acknowledge, embrace, and release them so you can maintain a healthy emotional balance. I sometimes imagine my thoughts as leaves floating on a stream and they're being taken away by the current. Number five, be your own best friend. Imagine the strength we would gain if we spoke to ourselves with the same kindness and compassion that we extend to our closest friends. Ah, yes, imagine. Being our own best friend means showing up for ourselves and nurturing a supportive inner voice. Build a connection beyond yourself. When we understand ourselves more deeply, we can also find meaning in solitude. Remember, we are never truly alone. We are connected universally through love, unity, and something larger than ourselves. Whether we view this force as God, the divine, or a universal energy, cultivating a relationship with this sense of connection brings serenity. This spiritual relationship reminds us of the interconnectedness of all life, a reminder that even in solitude, we are part of something greater. Solo living, with all its complexities, can be a transformative journey. It's a chance to step into a more compassionate and authentic version of ourselves. Embracing these strategies fosters resilience and reinforces the truth that we can live fully, deeply, and connectedly, even when we're alone. If you're ready to build better habits and foster better mental health, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line at info@redroofrecovery.com. Let's connect and start your journey together. May the force be with you, and remember, you are the force.